when the Lord shows his ways and his progress is so different than the natural mind, because he baffles us sometimes. And as I was going over the vision that came on Sunday, I believe, about the fire, I had forgotten about it because obviously it was being written down. But I ran across Luke today, and we're in Luke chapter 3. And I want to take you there because that's what he was pressing in today, about John the Baptist, who was given a message. And you know, sometimes we underestimate God's plan to expose what the darkness is up to. And there are times that anointing of Elijah, which was on John the Baptist, definitely raises all kinds of circumstances and makes things happen that you would not have happened any other way. So I'd like to kind of take you to verse 14. He's giving them examples of how to live their lives. Those serving as soldiers also asked him, "And what shall we do?" And he replied to them, "Never demand or enforce by terrifying people or by accusing wrongfully, and always be satisfied with the rations or supplies and with your allowances or your wages." I'm using the Amplified because there's a couple of extra words there that kind of help to bring clarity. "And the people were in suspense and waiting expectantly, and everybody reasoned and questioned in their hearts." Notice again the reasoning. In their hearts, concerning John, whether perhaps might be the Christ, the Messiah, the Anointed One. John answered them all by saying, "I baptize you with water, but he who is mightier than I is coming, the straps of whose sandals I am not fit to unfasten. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and with fire." If that's not underlined in your Bible, it might be wise to kind of press that in, because it gives you an awareness of what the Christ will be like. The real Messiah that's coming corporately will be doing the exact same thing as what the first Christ did. Are you catching on? See, the corporate church is going to be the Anointed One that will change the world. So the attributes of the firstborn son are the same as the attributes that are coming through Christ, the firstborn, then the secondborn. Who's the secondborn? Yeah. We are. The next level, verse 17, "His winnowing shovel or fork is in his hand to thoroughly clear and cleanse." So notice it's not just a clearing, it's also to cleanse. And that's not in the NIV. His threshing floor, and to gather the wheat and store it in his granary or barn. But the chaff he will burn with fire that cannot be extinguished. When the fire comes, it has a purpose. It's to cleanse and to eliminate the chaff. Can you make bread with what's left over when the grain has been separated from the chaff? What do we use straw for? What did they use straw for when they had barns and took care of animals? Fodder. It was placed to get rid of it. It had no value. And if you take a good look at straw when it's dry, it's empty. It's like a hollow tube. It almost looks a little bit like a straw. So what am I saying to you? The attributes of the corporate church will baptize with the Holy Spirit and with fire, and it will winnow out and cleanse and clear the threshing floor to gather the wheat and store it in his granary. But the chaff he will burn with fire that cannot be extinguished. So with many other various appeals and admonitions, he preached the good news, or the gospel, to the people. When I was reading this morning, and I was looking at it again today, when this type of cleansing takes place, is it going to be like snap, crackle, and pop? No. What does fire do when it doesn't quench?
Destroys.
Fully destroys all the chaff. It does not harm the wheat. Why? Because the wheat stays on the floor of the winnowing area. The wind, when they lift up the grain, it even blows away the little particles that cover the flour. So, you know, these are simple things, but these simple things give you insight as to what's coming down the highway. And we sometimes underestimate what we can learn about what's happened before. And Jesus is the spirit of prophecy. So you know what happened to him. And what he did, we will also be able to do as well. Amen? Now, I want to kind of go down a little bit further, because obviously it talks about Herod and how he was angry and that good stuff. Verse 20. Added to this to them all that he shut up John in prison. So in other words, he got himself in trouble by telling people the truth. Now when all the people were baptized, when Jesus, verse 21, also had been baptized, and while he was still praying, the visible heavens was open. In the Amplified, it has the visible heaven. The NIV does not have the visible part, correct? Watch the fruit. The Holy Spirit descended upon him in bodily form like a dove, and a voice came from heaven saying, "You are my son, the beloved. In you I am well pleased and find delight." What's going to happen with the church, the bride? The attributes are going to be anything different? No. He is going to look at the bride and he's going to declare she is the beloved. He's going to look at what she's capable of doing and energize her to do the work that only she can make and do. And the fruits will not be something that they will be, let's say, focused on, because their focus is going to be on the Father and on the bridegroom. And to me, that makes a lot of sense. When you take a good look at what he did the very first time, why he went in the water. I mean, did he really need to be baptized? He didn't need it, but he went in. Did he need it to show us what would happen to us? See, a lot of times, if you take a kind of a normal scripture and you say, Lord, what does that mean for me and the upcoming bride? That city, by the way, that you saw, totally white. It's the city on a hill. It's the bride's home. Amen? Got it? 23, Jesus himself, when he began his ministry, was about 30 years of age, being the son, as was supposed, of Joseph, and a son of Haley, etc. And then it declares all of those back ancestors. But chapter 4 says, verse 1, Jesus, full and controlled by the Holy Spirit. Notice again, full of the Holy Spirit and controlled by the Holy Spirit. Is that an attribute that's going to happen to the bride? She's going to be full of the Holy Spirit, the fullness of the seven attributes of the Spirit that you and I learned a few weeks back. Those attributes are visible in the type of fire that we saw in the candelabra or the menorah. All those things are connected. And every time you see some of the visions that God provides, he's really forecasting what's coming up, what's coming down the highway. So is it surprising that he should show us that there's progress in the city coming down? No. She's radiant, meaning what? She's pure. She's pure, she's white. She's really preparing to let us know that there's progress in the highway from heaven. Also, the control by the Holy Spirit. Will the Holy Spirit's attributes be different in the church than it will in Jesus? Well, will it or not? I can remember Pastor Gino years back coming out one Sunday morning saying, how many of you say that they're being led by the Spirit and you see the fruit of their life? And you know they're being led by a lead pipe because the fruits are ugly. And I'll tell you, it raised a lot of eyebrows. Why? Because if the fruits don't match what Jesus did, it's not the same Spirit. You can tell by the fruit which ones did obey and which ones didn't obey. Yes or no? Did my great-granddaughter, the three-year-old, or the two and, well, she's going to be three in July, okay? Was she under the anointing of the Spirit of God? Doing her little thing. Just rocking back and forth with that nice little baby bunny. Just enjoying her moment. And I'll be honest with you, I wanted to speak up, but there was something in me saying, just watch, just watch. So I'm sitting and I'm watching. Her brother was very busy. But the nine-year-old had the leading of a lead pipe and got the results because she was being led too, wasn't she? Mm-hmm. Now, I'm not picking on her now. Don't get me wrong. How many of you have ever had a jealous streak? Oh my God, you're kidding me. Am I the only one? Oh, all right. A little jealousy here and there. Well, hey, this was eating her alive. She's sitting in my chair. And of course, even a grandmother got involved. No, she says, I'm the one that had that chair when I was a little girl, and it's my chair. Of course, if she sat in it, we wouldn't have a chair. But that's beside the point. The nine-year-old still fits in, but it's a tight squeeze. But what am I saying to you? What led her to take over and pull her sister out of there? Was it a lead pipe or was it the Holy Ghost? Mm-hmm. Not too hard to follow that one, is it? No. The fruits of her leading
got her a bite in the back. It was like a snapping turtle. I didn't see it because I was facing the other way. But the other three, they saw the whole action. I mean, it happened within seconds. You say, well, why didn't you say something? Well, they had already enough that had spoken. It wasn't needed for me to add to the insult, right? And I had to be the one that maybe she'd come and sit on my lap after to recover. Because what do you do when somebody's being led by a lead pipe? You love them back. You don't reprimand them, you love them back. You allow them to learn what they needed to learn, and prayerfully, which is what my wife did when, you know, she was ready to leave, she whispered to her and she said, I hope from now on that when you come over and your sister is sitting in the chair, she'll have a chance to enjoy it. And you won't have to be bitten. Bottom line. Now, 3 days later, Irene and I are babysitting. We're at the parents' house. Same scenario, all three of them want to be on their great-grandmother. So Irene has got the oldest one on her lap. The baby sitting next to her. And the 2.5-year-old wants to do something, and she really wants her sister to move over to make room for her. Because after all, she wants a little space too. So the lead pipe was in reverse. And the leading was, I want to share this grandmother. Okay? Well, I was sitting on the couch, which was diagonally next to the chair, and I saw what was about to happen, and she was going to take a chunk out of the front of her body. And it came out automatically. I said, no, don't you dare bite. And it came out in 2 seconds. And so the little one started to cry. I said, no more biting. Had anybody else seen it? No. Irene didn't see it because she was holding the old 9-year-old. And within seconds, the correction was made. Now, was I being led by a lead pipe or by the Holy Spirit? The fruits was I avoided an injury. Okay? Now, are you going to see your actions and reactions every time with a victory? No. But if you learn from your experience and you say, oh my God, I missed it, then you're going to grow and you're going to mature. And that's what hopefully you will gain when you see yourself in obedience to the Lord, because you'll see the fruits as they manifest. Amen? So you can continue this process if you want, because again, you'll see that he was being tested, and you and I will also be tested. And I don't feel that we need to go there. So if you'll just close your eyes and say, Lord, let me learn. Give me the grace to learn. How to obey and be controlled by your Holy Spirit. If I miss it, then you'll give me grace. And again, I will try. And obey to the best of my ability. Amen?
Amen.
And amen. So share some hugs with each other. Yes, dear.
May I have prayer for my left elbow?
I don't know.
I was bitten by a dog tonight.
Huh?
What?
You were bitten by who?
A dog.
Well, come on.
It looked like a pony.
Oh, no.
And it was my
Her name wasn't Faith, was it?
Yes.
And of all things that I would teach, honey.
I know, no kidding. When I came in, I'm like, okay.
Have a seat. I don't know why we love you.
I was at Lucas's baseball game.
Oh, my.
Do I dare ask what type of dog?
I don't know what type. A big, fluffy, big.
A big, fluffy.
The thing is big. It's big and fluffy.
Big and fluffy.
And it's our neighbor, like the neighbor down the street.
Okay.
Merciful Jesus. Father, the trauma in the heart, the trauma. Let the memory of this experience now be totally washed in the blood. Totally. And we speak to the area that was bitten, Lord, and we trust you. To trust your Holy Spirit to bring grace and favor. Grace and favor. In Jesus' name. Take a deep breath. Let it go. And we speak peace now. Peace and restoration and recreation. In that area, in Jesus' name.
And peace for the owners. They were more upset than I
was. Okay.
Yes, Lord. You heard what she said. Peace to the owners.
Yes.
In Jesus' name.
No, well, they said that the dog is up to, you know, up to date on the shots and stuff. They felt really bad. It was an accident. Don't worry about it. I went up to say hi to them.
Yeah.
And then she said, let them sniff you first and then pet over here. So I put my hand out.
Yeah.
And then I took a step to pet and he jumped at me.
Wow.
And then it was on.
He didn't like you, period. Okay.
But I wasn't afraid because I used to be afraid of dogs, but I wasn't afraid. No.
How does it feel now for the tenderness?
He was on a leash. And they reprimanded him and stuff.
Yeah, but it was the damage
then
was already done.
Then he put him in his vehicle.
Probably protecting his territory.
His territory.
Yeah.
Well, she said he had someone else had just pet him.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, there might have been something there's some negative things sometimes in some animals and. They don't particularly like those that are full of light. I'll leave it there, okay?
The old-fashioned strap that they used to use with the razor.
Oh, yes.
I'm seeing that strap. I don't know why.
That's when she misbehaved when she was a kid. Nah.
That's what my father used to threaten me with that.
No, yeah? Oh, yes. A lot of older ones, yes.
It has to be like this.
The dog?
Yeah.
They said he was going to go to, the obedience class.
It's going to be kind of late to go to the obedience.
They apologized, I don't know.
Oh, yeah.
Between the two of them, probably 18 times.
Yeah. Wow.
I said, it's okay. Let us know.
Have you had that looked at?
No. When I left the...
There's just a scratch.
That's his tooth and that's his tooth.
He really scratches.
He went around the whole thing?
Yeah, he jumped
up. That
big?
Yeah,
it was like a pony. I'm not kidding. And I said to him, he looks like a pony. And then, I joked about it and I said, oh, we're really sorry. And I said, he probably didn't like that I called him a pony. Well, I called my sister suggested that I call, that nurse's number you can call.
Yeah.
And they said if I haven't had one in 5 years that I should go. Yeah. So they
just
said
in
I
case.
Can go tomorrow.
Yeah.
Well,
I mean, I was at Bay State visiting the baby, but I wasn't.
Yeah. Yeah.
Amen. And I washed it. She said wash it for 5 minutes, so I did.
Yeah, we'll clear your water.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Soapy water.
And the blood of Jesus.
With soapy water.
Yeah.
And the blood of Jesus.
Absolutely. The blood of Jesus. Perfect cleanser. Perfect.
Yes. It just feels like a black and blue, you know what I mean? Like he really like he was.
Right,
yeah,
hard to
Well, I pulled the teeth off because I can still see the teeth.
Yeah.
You're debating.
Took them off.
Yeah. And she's like, well, did you get, I'm like, it didn't bleed, bleed. It just like opened up.
That's what I'm saying, and it didn't tear.
No. So that's like this, like.
Yeah, it's just.
But not like.
Yeah.
Thank you, though.
You know, when you and I visit this type of bandage on it, depending on what type of church it's on, it's nice to have, you know, the other one.
Thank you.
And then, you know, that's what we also. Wait a minute.
Well, save the games for one.
If the Holy Spirit.
Oh, you didn't get your time to get yours?
Oh.
You just got here like.
That's the question, because it depends on the fruit, correct? That's what you look at. I didn't know you were coming tonight, but that scripture.
No, I know you didn't.
Really?
It's what I was trying to tell you. What I'm about to see if he. What does he do? How does he work?
How he responded to what I was pressed.
You do?
Yes.
Is he polite?
Great job.
Yeah.
Okay. Then that's all we're asking.
I was not in.
You wanted to advertise. I think. That's what it sounded like. That's what you tried to show me over the phone. Yes, I think I do. I've had a 2 years experience.
And remember, the bride is always worthy of the dress.
Yeah, we can get it finished for you. Sure.
Huh?
I was wiping some of that stuff.
Did someone want stuff?
Hold in the bag.
You're not touching what it is.
So many things. Fed every day, like three things.
Ben?
Love and turn, literally, it's a good every day. Thanks.
Put them back in.
That's why we're here to.
Bathroom?
Oh, and I need the CD. Roaring Angel.
Doggies! You jump to conclusions and assumptions that you should not have. Right off the bat.
I can make a mistake just like anyone ever said I did.
Yeah, well, that's what I'm saying.
Now, your ultimate purpose.
But praise God, it smells good, I guess. That's a confirmation.
Your ultimate purpose is
chill five below.
Oh, it's that. It was Mother's Day, and my mom was like, let's go, well, I read my mom, was like, you want to go to Five Below? And they were like giving out free t-shirts.
Oh, they don't know where Five Below is. Well,
that's cool. They're like the dollar store, but.
I never saw them give out free.
They had a wrap around the rice.
If you were led, then the food will be good.
Right.
Yes,
gotta
go.
Yes.
It's the Holy Spirit, it's
gonna
be good.
Oh, it matches!
I wasn't afraid, though.
Yeah,
it is. I was just like, surprised, and then it didn't hurt.
Well, anyway, hugs.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. That's nice. You got to see your parents.
Good.
Yeah.
Like the back one. Was it a mask?
No.
You're
with the big, like, fluffy, like, almost like a wolf. And they do live down the street from me.
So he told me.
Okay. Anyway, and they were at their grandson's, and I was at my grandson's.
But yeah, before you go for the tetanus.
Yeah, I checked the things to print.
I don't think so. And plus, I mean, the nurse was really nice, and she called me back, and then, you know. She said, if you haven't had a tetanus shot within the last five years, then I'm not okay. I mean, you wouldn't remember that.
Yeah.
That's
curious.
Oh, well, not me.
Yeah.
She did a boy.
A boy, we all know.
How big?
Yes.
8-1.
Ooh.
Oh, she had the baby already?
Yeah.
Oh, she did.
How's she doing? Good.
Yeah,
looks really good. That's what. So I went to Reese's baseball game in Palmer, and then I went to the basement, and then I flew over to call a nurse to say,
and what do you see?
Really, like,
I see with your hand.
Like, it's different. You know. Yeah, so that's what she said. She said, wash it really good.
I know that, you know, you had.
So Sarah went into normal labor?
Certain expectations.
Oh, they took it yesterday.
They, Sunday night she was having some pain, and she was having trouble.
Well, because it was.
So she was having the pains like that, so they said, come in, we're going to do a stress test.
Your assumption of what you were going to do.
They have like a busy.
Was no different than the conversation you had on the phone.
Alka-Seltzer tablet.
You're talking about it.
Pitocin, and they imagine.
Oh, really?
Really?
But it wasn't easy.
And then she had the bag of Pitocin too, but. So Debbie and I went. So Debbie and I vented on the way after we took her out. We were both vented. And Debbie's like, all right, well, we don't need to take this in to put it, so let's like stop now. And ask the Lord.
Control tactics I saw, yes, and I saw them times.
We're supposed to be there.
That's right. So they just kept saying, you know,
that's my job. I hear to protect the sheep
all the pain
and make sure that
one push, half a push, and he was born.
Oh my
God. But you know what Debbie said to her? Like, she was kind of. She was tired.
I should feel that way.
And they didn't put the Pitocin real high because they said, like, we can see on the chart that, you know, the contractions are coming and they weren't as strong. And they said, it doesn't matter the height of
some stuff.
But immediately, when someone comes in for the very first time, if I go to a church, okay, and I'm
so they said
looking
the height
to
is
find
when
a person,
no, right, if you're in
even a potential,
no,
how, like, okay, because I wasn't always a pastor.
I know this.
It's all right. How strong your abdomen is, how tight it gets.
Yeah. Yours and my
so
life are not
anything. It doesn't matter
how
tight, it matters how many are. Okay. Yeah.
One
I
was,
one
your background and my
she
background.
She was, like, the
one over the other.
She was, like, yeah. Yeah. So she did have burn up with a lot for a while.
So education means only one thing.
She started, they started
head
at 10:30 Sunday.
I had low
to
head.
No.
10:30 Sunday night, and then. She asked for the epidural like 4:30, so like 14 hours, and then at 4:30 in the afternoon she had
4:29,
and she was having a lot of it, and they said,
wow.
So she did ask for the epidural, and they were, you know, dose, and then she could feel the pressure, and then, The doctor, there was like, I guess there was six women in labor, and he left one baby and came into her room. He had one glove on. He checked on me. He said, hey, I need the other glove. And then he was like, he was being
warm.
And Jimmy got to cut the cord. It was good. When I told my boss I was leaving, see, now this was the Holy Spirit. I went to the
leftovers
on Sunday night.
I got some at home.
And she said, oh, are you almost home? And she said, no, I'm waiting.
I have some at home in the kitchen.
I'm close enough to
whatever type of surrounding.
So then she called me and said, morning, it was like 20 or something.
Everywhere.
And
always on.
She said, yeah, it's me.
I was a businessman for 20 years. And I had all kinds of customers.
Someone quit and
okay.
I was like, cut it out. That was my answer on the text. I was, by that point, like,
I had a problem. Because they already knew all what they wanted.
Oh, in my head, that's where the block.
is not that.
Did he make it?
I have looked in the mirror many, many times.
So I just said.
And I look in the mirror every night before I go to bed.
I mean, he was there for me. At least he was there. So then he kept telling, I'm really sorry. We kept saying, okay, he drives for the least. Clients for like
last. In your opinion.
Or whatever they call that.
Yeah, in your opinion.
I said, I'm on that knee.
Maybe someone else may have a different opinion.
No, he didn't.
They were speaking where your job was to see what they were up to, what was their counsel. When I visit other churches, that's what I was saying.
There we wanted to go.
We're fine. I'm 20 minutes late.
So I told my boss like before, so I left.
You went out there and you had your lunch. Not objective.
So.
But the service had already begun.
To the job role.
What I had given it as an announcement and what I had demanded. You weren't present to hear.
Could you please wait? I will be right back.
Had you been present to hear.
I don't think I'm going to go.
What was expected and what was released at that particular time.
She's definitely.
You know, again.
She's kind of looking at me like, dear, and I had like some.
Looking at semantics. The bottom line.
Date on it.
I'm like, well, can you hold the van or no?
In
I just like jumped up me up now. Like, I'm thinking, I gotta get there.
You're gonna show up for nothing.
So anyway, I went to my boss.
So why did you come?
I had blood pressure.
You said you were sick.
You know, kept going up.
Yeah,
I'm out.
And
I'm
what
out
did
here.
You
learn? And my husband thinks, well, she's my
okay. Well, that's fine.
She like, if I don't want to do something, yeah, so I her and I said, maybe do it.
You know what they did.
And so we kind of like broke the tension, you know. But anyways, the Lord took care of it. And Debbie said to her, too, this was, I mean, the Holy Spirit was working, even when my mouth was nothing.
What was your,
Sarah's like, well, I don't know.
What were your shoulders? You haven't been or seen
the Lord's hands are bigger and he can just open you right up.
Okay.
Debbie was like, right on.
I'm seeing somebody who's
talking
to you. And I'm invited to dinner.
She wasn't able to because she's still rolling forward, so they
were I'm in a different
like
gathering.
Back in a couple
I'm not
in
my own house.
Because she's rolling like her feet every time she's rolling. She's routine.
No, this is his house.
Oh,
so they said. So she's going to set it up for her.
Yeah, I thought this was your house.
She said she's done.
This is his house.
So, yeah.
No, I
said I not wanted a girl, but I'm going
to. Oh, and thus.
We're going to split hairs with all of them. Chris's grandfather and Norman is after.
I tried to educate you to learn what we were up to.
Well, she was supposed to, like, she was hoping today to have them. But
you know, if I would have let you,
she's still very swollen, and like her feet are.
You know,
I
didn't ask you for that.
You can't even sit there.
But all is good. God is good.
Amen.
Absolutely.
So I was behind you when you were going up.
I know.
So you turned right and I turned left to go to Burley Park. But I was right behind you, yeah, me. And I waved a little bit. I didn't think you would say, yeah. I mean, I wouldn't have seen either, but I happened to. Wait, did I give her?
No, I don't know, but, you know, just in case.
Thank you for your
Shall I pass back? Shall I pass back?
It's totally up to you.
I'd like to do this.
It's right in here.
It's very different.
Yeah.
Was that the only one there?
I think a lot of them.
It's not like you see a lot of them.
Is that one with you, huh?
I'll pick up the candles.
Okay.
Nothing more, nothing less, just.
The only reason Kim decided to me is because I talked to, everything that I talked to. And so I called Kim on Saturday, I told Mary Jo, and I went through the whole spiel with him.
So how are you different today?
He just doesn't.
So that's changed things.
And that's where it's at. And I'm wondering now in the back of my head today.
Thank you.
Since that he's been, preempted by the system.
I think you made the number of people calling Susan Kim.
Because she literally.
Failing.
Literally.
Susan farted the end.
Yeah.
Reach 18, and no wonder hunting Sue just like.
Bird.
You better what?
It's probably.
You see.
Yeah.
Okay, let's step in the hallway.
I'm sure she just said that.
Because otherwise we're not gonna hear.
Mini condo where they can sit at the sit on the look out a window instead of going in the actual window itself.
There's no place to put this one of those.
Yeah.
Because I have, there's no place to put them because I have windows too much.
You have a what?
There's no place to put them because my bed's taken up.
But you must have another window.
There's two in the kitchen that are taken up.
Oh, you forget the kitchen. Oh.
Or kitchen slash living room.
So you don't have a lot of rooms. Oh.
Your pad has two rooms?
Yeah, living room, kitchen. Actually, kitchen slash living room slash dining room. And then the bedroom.
Wow. But you know, like.
I call the whole house and I look sick.
Yeah, my bed's a full queen size bed, so I think the.
And I instead of.
A good size of my room.
Then I'm looking at you instead of the Holy Spirit of God.
You just like to be entertained, particularly this time of year. So you're saying I should. Your squirrels around.
I have no idea. I think I'm open or leave.
What do you mean open? Not open, open.
Well, they yell then.
Oh, that's what I mean, you gotta scream.
Yeah, I leave them open. I'll take them during the daytime, I have the two open.
I would have listened to see.
This whole week, even though it's supposed to rain, it's supposed to be like 80-ish the whole week, and even at night, 50s, 60s, oh, it's wonderful.
And hit the window, is he either sleeping?
All they, all the time.
In the window, watching the clouds. Because there are actually other clouds that do wander around too.
And when I go to a strange church, or a new other place that I've been
to for 20 years.
Well, one is indoor, outdoor, but as friendly as can be, it would just walk right to you.
No, that's not what I mean.
And when I do,
it's never mind the traffic, but in certain areas where there's even a patch of weeds that are approximately.
What am I doing?
There's another one I heard of. Let it in and out, and got it.
But the most of the hours.
She's not the only one that got bit.
Your area must be a little different.
Yeah, one? Yeah, we got.
Traffic itself.
Although we got one cat that it is channeled.
It's what? Oh, nobody owns it.
No, but people take care of it.
I mean, they feed it.
Yeah, we have somebody that's down the other end of the building that literally they actually have.
Is it male or female?
Oh, it's female, it's just fixed and everything.
Oh, it was fixed.
Yes, I guess they caught it, got fixed.
TNR, traffic release.
Yes.
it's too bad they don't think of taking it in, because I have three summer pharaohs. They are just beautifully inside.
Oh, I mean, it looks.
Well, there's pharaoh and shot. I mean, if it never ever was used to people or being touched, I would release mine, and they adjust it to the cat. They use the litter box. Pharaohs coming
forward.
Semi pharaohs don't have to be outside.
Yeah, I mean, if you're trying to get close to it, it takes off.
Oh, sure.
But they
It has a shelter?
You go into something that really did not seem like
a house. Now saying, don't feed the animals.
And maybe I did misjudge you. I'm sorry.
Oh, because the building that was fixed is working on the next door?
You know, it was a time of asking for prayer for different
So you're feeling better.
On different things that have happened. Yeah.
I just had it like before 7.
You know.
Wow.
Well, I understood that.
Oh,
yeah, I always have to. I ask the person, or if I see it wagging its tail, you know, I'm surrounded by dogs.
Well, I didn't go to touch it. I went to say hi to them because they're my neighbors. They live like 4 houses, 5 houses.
Well, because
a report regarding
the prayer request that were placed last week
was played.
The people were required to
do it. No, he didn't hear about it.
The rest of God to do it. And trying to.
I was going to say hi to them, and then they said.
If you did,
oh, yeah, I'm right near Nathan Mill Park. Oh, they had so small cars parked. Oh, they got all these games going on.
Gentle,
you know, late in the afternoon. Oh, wow. That's when all of a sudden the bright sunlight came out again.
Right.
You know.
It was speaking about
very popular.
You wanted to advertise it either.
No, I did not want to
advertise it. Yeah, there were two
different
things.
Just to sit
there. So Nathan bought some soccer versus a tennis court.
But that's what you did, take me on the phone. You advertised it.
Okay, we're ready.
I was not here to advertise it either. I was here to live, to give God the glory and the credit for what he did.
Then you would
you don't think he can handle that?
No, I think he can, but I don't think it's so fine.
Oh, nice. Hey, you're real good at shutting people down.
Well,
no, you didn't give me a chance to say anything. So don't sit there and laugh and you know, think you're like, oh, I'm so right. Today I'm so righteous and I've so got things together. You sit there and you give this aura like that. I'm so enlightened. I'm so enlightened that.
Well, if you have that concept.
What would I? Okay, you used to counsel me.
Yeah.
What's changed?
Hasn't gone anywhere.
Yeah.
What's changed?
Yeah. That's.
I couldn't give you that answer now because it wouldn't be wise.
Was the press was.
Yeah,
but I still see that,
I was too green,
you know, you have an agenda, and you're going to carry out your agenda.
I don't have an agenda.
Well, that's what it sounds like.
Agenda. What agenda?
I don't know. Whatever the agenda is.
After 43 years.
When I went to grace, she wasn't there then.
God healed me.
Well, good.
I don't know why.
I'm glad.
Good. Great. Hey, I'm glad he healed you. Look.
Okay. All right. We're going. You have stuff?
And so, you know, me and Moses have more in common.
Are you going with
Gail? I know this.
You and Moses?
Yes.
Oh.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay, dokie.
Because God listens to
me. Sorry. Can I have the
idea?
I'm
glad
you
listen to me.
I'm not on the titty.
This is
he does, doesn't he?
That's baby.
Yeah.
I enlarged the picture.
See?
She said when he's snuggling, he always snuggles it when he goes to bed.
Aww.
Awesome.
Are they supposed to come pick
you
up?
Neat.
No. I didn't say it was useless.
What is
the important thing is that you're right.
I know it's red, huh?
That I did something that was aware of.
Tomato sauce.
And you need to teach.
Tomato sauce is spicy and
right, which also puts you in the right.
Mango.
And that's what's important to you. It wasn't important to you that I tell people about healing here, waiting for healing.
Well, let's just say that presentation of that type that you're describing, that you thought would be, let's say, progressive or... That was not made aware to me.
Okay, just because it's matches doesn't mean matters.
What wasn't made you aware? Oh, I see, so you...
If you would have said, I'm going to give my testimony, that would have been a different situation, wouldn't it?
No, it would not have been a different situation, because you jumped to cool conclusions and you shut me down. And for that, you're right and I'm wrong. And period. End of story.
Okay.
Spend, give me your cup.
Testimonies.
Okay. Cup of
with that and 50 cents, I can get a coffee. 75 cents. Dollars a month. Don't worry, I won't be back. I have no agenda.